This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Today, voters in regions across the country will participate in elections. Kentucky's incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is vying for a second term, competing against Republican candidate Daniel Cameron, who has received an endorsement from presidential candidate Donald Trump. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is running for re-election and facing a challenge from Democrat Brandon Presley. The mother of a child killed in last year's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School is on the ballot today for mayor of Uvalde, Texas, Kimberly Matta Rubio. Humanitarian aid is flowing into Gaza, but U.S. officials say it's not enough.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel told reporters yesterday the U.S. is aggressively pushing to get more aid into the Gaza Strip as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. He said more than 400 trucks carrying supplies have crossed into Gaza from Egypt, but much more is needed. I'm Dave Collins.
Senate Republicans, in an attempt to secure America's wide-open southern border, have a list of immigration reforms they want to put on any foreign aid package for Ukraine. The proposal from Senators Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Langford include finishing the border wall, more pay for Border Patrol agents, and changes to the nation's asylum laws. Recent attacks on U.S. troops may have been underreported by the Biden administration.
As many as 45 U.S. service members may have been injured in those attacks. According to NBC News, this number is more than double what the Pentagon had previously disclosed. Since October, bases housing U.S. personnel have been targeted in dozens of attacks following the onset of the conflict between Israel and Hamas. It's believed that the drone and rocket attacks were carried out by groups with ties to Iran. I'm John Schaefer.
USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A new poll is not showing well for President Biden's re-election in battleground states he won back in 2020.
President Joe Biden is trailing Donald Trump in five of the six most important battleground states, according to new polling by the New York Times and Siena College. Biden is currently losing to Trump by margins of 3 to 10% among registered voters in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Across six battleground states, all of which Biden carried in 2020, the president is ahead only in Wisconsin. In Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm John Schaefer.
Nearly 30,000 pounds of dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets are being recalled.
If dino nuggies are a big favorite in your house, you might want to check the bag. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced that Tyson Foods issued a recall for its Fun Nuggets. That recall specifically for the 29-ounce plastic bags. Officials say the contaminated nuggets were made on September 5th and may contain pieces of metal. I'm Corey Myers.
A big black bear is being blamed for stealing a Florida family's dinner. Longwood residents ordered dinner through Uber Eats from Taco Bell last week. The family's doorbell camera shows the driver dropping off the food Then a black bear wanders onto the porch, takes it all, including the sodas. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got James Hurston, yes, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, joins us now. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, great to be with you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I am talking to the real James, not some AI form of James Hurston, am I not?
You never know. These days, you don't know. You know, even Elon Musk has just launched a new AI affiliated with his company with X, formerly known as Twitter, called Grok. And he says, if you're like a real serious person, you don't have a sense of humor, don't use it. Mm-hmm. So he's apparently got the programmers to put in a sense of humor in the AI. So that's it. That'll be interesting. I haven't used it yet.
Can you imagine those on the left who have no sense of humor? It comes with a warning with them. Maybe they would know. They would be intuitive enough to know that, no, you're too far on the left. You can't handle funny, so we're not going to connect you.
Well, yeah, the people on the left are going to be infuriated by Elon's sense of humor because they already are by his tweets. You know, he sort of follows a similar pattern to the former president's use of social media. But I think what you're referring to, I had an article up on Newsmax, and it's talking about this executive order that the administration just put out. And what followed the news that they had done an extensive executive order on artificial intelligence was that they had been working for months with former President Barack Obama behind the scenes, that he was advising the president on this executive order, kind of like, in The Wizard of Oz, when somebody steps from behind the curtain, and there it is. Because this executive order is about 100 pages long, is an absolute abomination. I mean, it has questionable legalities, as a lot of executive orders do, because it has nothing to do with our representatives in Congress or representative democracy. So the same people who talk about our democracy just issue an edict. The order says it deals with the whole of government. It calls out practically every agency of government and gives marching orders on how to handle the technology, the breakthrough technology of the moment, artificial intelligence. But the worst part of it is that it is saturated with wokeness.
Oh, of course.
And this is the thing that has been troublesome about the philosophy of Silicon Valley and the AI that's out there. But now there's a government mandate to basically follow the most radical sort of neo-Marxist concepts, particularly appearing constantly throughout this executive order, is the word equity.
Yeah,
and it's a word I really believe it's totally misunderstood, because what equity stands for is the opposite of the semantic meaning of the word. It stands for treating people in a discriminatory fashion based on race. That's what equity is.
Exactly.
Because it says that we must punish people who are classified or their forebears are classified as oppressors to somehow create justice for the oppressed.
And of James, course, let me ask you this. Have we not had enough exposure and understanding of who Barack Obama is to understand and appreciate that this is a core value of the former president?
When you ask that question, I think those that have paid attention, those that have, you know, your listeners, people that go to alternative sources, the answer is unequivocally yes.
Mm-hmm.
But for people that get their information from MSNBC, CNN, and the broadcast networks, the mainstream media, they still just think of this person, hold them up on a pedestal as some sort of saintly human being. I mean, his philosophy goes back to when he was a community organizer in Chicago, and he worshipped at the feet of Bill Ayers and Red Saul Alinsky. I mean, he is a hardcore, philosophically hardcore Marxist, and it's clear this executive order is proof of that. Mm-hmm. It was with his guidance. Now it's confirmed, and with all the Obama acolytes that are in the administration, put this together.
Exactly.
It's so broad. It's such an expansion of government power, and it's such a perversion of what artificial intelligence can do. It's truly frightening. And people from who are not considered far right or conservative are reacting to its overbroad content. There's a guy at Forbes. Forbes is known as a Trump-hating publication, not a far-right publication. Mm-hmm. He says it's the biggest policy mistake of his lifetime, and he says it may prove one of the most dangerous government policies in years. That's pretty strong language from a moderate.
Yeah, even more so than Obamacare, huh?
Oh, well, you know, Obamacare, that's a similar overreach, but what the left has wanted control of our healthcare institutions, going back to Hillary Clinton, as we remember, Hillary Clinton had a nationalized healthcare pitch.
Yeah, Hillary Care.
Hillary Care. And so we saw the results of government-controlled healthcare during the pandemic, top-down globalist government-mandated healthcare. And we saw an absolute abandonment of any sort of scientific integrity. So similarly, this executive order wants to do that with cutting-edge technology. The scary part is, people say, well, AI, that's science fiction. You know, we're not really using that much. Everyone what is called specialized AI. Right now, when they drive, when they search the net, when they get directions, when they deal with Alexa and Siri, you know, this is AI.
It's
and
the
now the government's
creep.
Put its tentacles into it.
Exactly. Well, you know, this could not have come from Joe Biden because Joe Biden doesn't even know what the whole of government represents, right? And the fact that it was 100 pages, that's probably 95 pages too long to hold his attention. So,
certainly, right? I don't think he's capable of really comprehending it. And look, what did the Biden administration do? You know who they put in charge of artificial intelligence?
I was saving that for the next segment. But yes, drum roll, please. Yeah, because she's done so well. I mean, in handling the border and other her other responsibilities, right? Let's put her in charge of artificial intelligence. There's a lot more Babylon Bee jokes wrapped into that when you bring that into one sentence. I'm going to let you think about it for a moment. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with James Hurston after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. A Christian couple was arrested in Pakistan for blasphemy simply because they believe in God as revealed in the Bible. Strict religious laws in Pakistan were originally enacted to prevent conflict between people of different faiths, but today they're being misused to justify extreme persecution against religious minorities, especially followers of Christ. In 2018, the Tide Ministry identified four unreached people groups in Pakistan who didn't have gospel programming available in their own language. Since then, our boots on the ground have been working to share the gospel and provide hope for those who desperately need it. We know that the only law capable of bringing peace and harmony throughout Pakistan and the rest of the world is the law of Christ. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
As promised, we're back with you. The best-selling author, media and legal analyst, James Hurston, continues with us. James, I know we sent some people off into the ditch when you told them, because if they did not hear the news that Kamala Harris was going to be in charge of artificial intelligence. And I don't know if you saw in the presser, I mean, it was like she was talking to kindergartens. You know, it was like, AI, those are two letters, and they mean artificial intelligence. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Well, they rewarded the Vice President, Kamala Harris, because she did such a good job as being in charge of the U.S. border. Well, why not give her artificial intelligence?
Well, exactly.
When you hear her,
James, you go, oh my God, keep Joe Biden alive. I don't care what. If you have to do it through AI, if you got to fill him with formaldehyde or whatever, we cannot, unless there's something that can take them both out of, you cannot have her in the Oval Office.
No, they had to have thought, Bill, who is the most absurd person that we can announce is in charge of artificial intelligence? They had to do that because it's almost like placing Ozzy Osbourne in charge of speech therapy. You know, it's like, I mean, you talk about Babylon Bee jokes, they're endless. So it's an absurdity, but obviously that was just a little stagecraft for months while she was supposedly in charge. The former president, Barack Obama, had his people drafting this executive order, and there's a good chance that Joe Biden only saw the signature page and nothing else.
That's right.
And he signed it.
Well, the thing is, you bring up an interesting point here, James, and this is what people need to discern here. Whether it's Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, you know that they're not involved in the machinations and the decision process and the build out of 100 pages outlining all this, because when they talk, it's clear that they've gotten crib notes on this and they really don't know what they're talking about. Because, you know, as opposed to, say, Donald Trump, for example, if Donald Trump was going to be talking about artificial intelligence, he'd be going on for hours about all the different nuances and application and how this was going to work in different aspects of the government and how it was going to benefit the every man and woman of America. You know what I mean? There would have been a lot of meat and bones and substance to the rollout of artificial intelligence, not somebody who comes on and says, well, it's an A and it's an I, two letters.
And it isn't real intelligence. No, it's artificial. And, yeah, right. And it's technology. It uses software. And here's the top, and here's the bottom, and these are the sides. And but you know what? Christopher Rufo, who's the brave independent journalist who's really helped Americans understand what's been happening in our schools, he is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. He said on his Twitter page that when he read the order, and I bet he read all 100 pages, he called it a national DEI bureaucracy. That means,
of course, yeah,
a national woke bureaucracy. So
yes,
all this does is place a mandate to the programmers when they program this very potentially dangerous technology, that instead of having American values or instead of having the kind of moral fiber that's been, even when science fiction writers like Isaac Asimov described robots and the law that was programmed into them, that this kind of the thing that a lot of technological experts are worried about, instead of having a moral grounding for the artificial intelligence, they are going to be mandated to have equity, to have wokeness, to have DEI, and meaning that discriminatory practices and results will be coming out of AI, and it may come out of our refrigerators. It may come out of our automobiles.
Of course.
May come out of technology that are all using what is called specialized AI, which we are using every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know why he had to do this? because DEI was fading. You know, here we've been chewing on this thing. It's a joke. We see it for what it is. It's racist in the least. It's manipulative. And so the government says, no, you're not in control. We tell you when things are going to happen and how it's going to happen. And we're going to regulate, we're going to force you to accept DEI. It's not fading into the sunset because, you know, the people on the left, James, all these DEI acolytes, they were in the fetal position because they saw what was happening. The American people saw it for what it was, saw that it was bogus, and said, nah, get it out of here. And so now we have Kamala Harris coming in, and she's the czar. So if she's any bit close effective as she was at the border, then maybe we shouldn't worry that much about it.
Yeah, right.
But unfortunately,
the DEI and those things, CRT, were exposed because what the left and what the globalist elites love to do is to be secretive, to hide what they're really doing, and obviously couch it in these broad euphemisms that sound like they're going to help us. You know, that's their approach. Every time. So, yes, they when they were exposed, when the curriculum, for example, in the schools were exposed by people like Christopher Rufo, parents began to start questioning what's going on in the schools, and then they started getting active, and it changed the course of local elections, it changed the course of regional and state elections. It's probably doing that this week in many elections. And so, yeah, so they have to go back into the stealth world and the world of executive orders, which is
But parents arguably can't give up, and citizens can't give up, James. They've got to keep up the good fight. You cannot get weary because just like this, they find a way to metastasize and reinvent themselves in their other areas, and it is like whack-a-mole. Every time they lift their head up, I mean, you've got to have this sense to understand that, you know, this is really evil, and we need to get rid of it. You know, we need to lop its head off and really just get rid of this stuff. You know, and send it back to where it belongs, and that's anywhere but in this country that prescribes to the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, there's no question about it. We have to do it anyway. We have to go forward anyway. We have to have hope anyway. It reminds me of, I'm paraphrasing, Mother Teresa, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, who you talked about the setbacks that she, in trying to help people, the setbacks that she experienced, and where sometimes people were evil and offensive and mean and trying to harm her, and she just said, no, well, I have to do good anyway. And then, so we have to pursue virtue anyway, and one of the greatest virtues is stewardship of our citizenship. You know, the fact that we've all been given this great gift, yes, its potential is not achieved at the moment, but the American founding principles are there, and we are the stewards of that bequest from the past, and what we have to do is restore it, safeguard it, reinforce it, and we do that by being active and standing up and voting.
Yep, exactly. James Hurston, best-selling author, media and legal analyst. Thank you, James. Take care. God bless.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News Update. Today, voters in regions across the country will participate in elections. Kentucky's incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is vying for a second term, competing against Republican candidate Daniel Cameron, who has received an endorsement from presidential candidate Donald Trump. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is running for re-election and facing a challenge from Democrat Brandon Presley. The mother of a child killed in last year's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School is on the ballot today for mayor of Uvalde, Texas. Senate Republicans, in an attempt to secure America's wide-open southern border, have a list of immigration reforms they want to put on any foreign aid package for Ukraine. The proposal from Senators Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Langford include finishing the border wall, more pay for Border Patrol agents, and changes to the nation's asylum laws. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for Al Parada, yes, the one and only managing editor of The Stream, here to give us up to date with Morning Brew, fresh out of the pot, just the way we like it. Hey, Mr. Al, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good on this November day.
Yeah, all things not so bad, although still craziness going on in the Middle East, which could be, you know, still months. Hopefully it's not you know, something like Ukraine, Russia, but you know, it's interesting to watch what's going on, how you know, there's a lot of blustering, and you know, Hezbollah every once in a while go, oh gosh, yeah, that's right, it's been a couple minutes since we sent a missile. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, yeah. It's like they're really not all that serious about it, because here it is. You got all this power there in the Mediterranean. The United States just sent another submarine over there. And, you know, and no doubt right now the Palestinians are winning the propaganda war, because and what's quite revealing in that is that it's who are the co-conspirators in the propaganda. Like our own mainstream media and the New York Times and on, right?
Yeah, and you see an example of that yesterday and today from the guy, the 69-year-old man in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I saw that. Right, exactly.
He got killed, and all the media headlines, even after the medical examiner labeled it a homicide and the police called it a possible hate crime, were still wording their headlines in ways that, like, dies during confrontation, falls during confrontation, as opposed to murdered or killed. And it was just spinning it, trying to make it sound like, oh, it's almost like an accident.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
It's on a banana peel on Ventura Boulevard, you know.
Right.
It's little things like that.
The wording, no doubt, is very slanted, and to your exact point, and that's what's happening. And so, you know, people who have eyes to see and understand, they see it for what it's worth. The challenge is that for, you know, a number of people, which is shocking to me, Al, to see how many anti-Semites are out there. You know, the numbers. I mean, thousands of people walking the streets of major cities of the country, and you're going, what the heck happened here? What is going on? I mean, here we just come off of, you know, all this idea and awakening of hate crimes and whatever, and here all over again. This is nuts.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's actually heartbreaking. And to see that much level of venom and it being dismissed so readily. But it doesn't.
I mean, what would they do, Al, if it was their daughter that was being dragged half naked through the streets of Hamas or Ventura Boulevard, for example? You know? Yeah. Well, what would they do? And the thing is that, you know, Christopher Wray, the FBI director last week said, hey, we're real concerned. The threat level is up because of this anti-Semitism that's taking place. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he didn't mention it directly, but we're not idiots. We know the open borders and all these terrorists who have come in that they know of. And the thing is it's one thing of the ones that they know of, but are you going to trust Mayorkas to know anything?
Okay. Yeah. No. And that is a very real danger. And this is something that's been, scared me to death for years. I used to work for a counterterrorism expert and help them work on this book and talking about the cell that 30 years ago, whatever.
Right.
When
exactly.
A lot of cells. You know they're coming through the border because they've been running drugs through the border. What else are they running through the border? If you can get drugs through the border. You know, if Hezbollah partying with the cartels, what other material could they be getting through?
Well, you got drugs, you got sex trafficking, you got young girls. The fact of the matter is, it's like America's debased. We're debased enough as it is. We're so morally bankrupt. That's all we need. We just need some more stuff to really, you know, destroy our whatever remnant of morality is remaining. You know, let's just blow it. Let's just blow it all up so we can just, go full blown tyrannical, right?
Yeah. And there's so much going on so many fronts. You can't keep track of them, and something's going to break at some point.
Well, yeah, exactly. Whether it's here or whether it's the Middle East, you know, some oops or, you know, some lightning flash, you know, another, George Floyd incident that the media can lie about that ignites, from east to west, America. You know, what do they care? They don't care. There's no responsibility. And, you know, and I say that, what does Mayorkas know? And I give him too much credit by just saying that he's just ignorant. Now, what he is doing, Al, we all know this. I mean, he's on a plan. They have an objective. The Biden administration has an objective. He's working that plan. And he just acts stupid. And people think, oh, well, he's just being stupid. No, he's not. We're being stupid believing or thinking that he's being stupid. You know what I'm saying?
At this point. But the reaction to attacking Israel, the headlines were that would include money for securing the border. It wasn't about securing the border. The money was to help facilitate people getting into the country easier.
Yes.
That's their solution to that. A 40% increase in anti-Semitic activity after the terrorist attack and all the stuff going on. People getting punched, students getting punched in the face, Jewish students getting punched in the face, being scared to be able to go to their cafeteria, being warned not to even go to their cafeteria.
Yes.
And the White House response is, oh, well, Islamophobia is really a thing.
Yeah, their response is, oh, we're going to make Kamala Harris the Islamophobia czar. She didn't even know how to spell Islamophobia.
Yeah.
And if she takes care of that as well as she did the border, forget it. You know, the Jews say, well, thank you. That's all right. We'll send you a bucket of Kanishas. Just stay home.
Yeah, and the timing of that, the thing to do with the White House is doing, Kamala Harris is heading this task force on Islamophobia. The timing of it, so soon after the massacre of Israelis and Jews,
yes,
is like a middle finger. How could it be anything other than a middle finger? It's right. Like, this is something that's been on the calendar for months. You know, they've been working on it. Some bureaucrats have been working on this thing for months in the background somewhere. And that was the date that was going to be picked. You delay the date. You know, you wait another couple months. Wait for the Ramadan or something if this is what you want to do.
Right.
But no, time it so soon is almost like a deliberate snub, a deliberate middle finger.
Right.
And I can't see how it could be perceived as anything other than that.
Well, and the other thing, too, Al, think about this. The way the Democratic Party has handled this whole situation, it's as if they're anti-Israel. Are they not? I mean, am I missing something here? I mean, I don't see them, you know, rallying around and against, you know, this outrage from, you know, these Palestinian kids or would-be sympathized Palestinian kids. Nobody is telling them anything to, you know, counter the narrative. We're just letting them exercise. I mean, this is like watching Baltimore all over again. You know, when the mayor said, oh, well, just, you know, let them riot. They've earned it. They've earned the right to riot. So just let them do that.
Yeah, and
really?
What happened at the White House over the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, again, oh, so they vandalized statues and slammed at the gate and, you know, called for genocide. And
So watch and see if any of those people end up in solitary confinement like the J6 Patriots do, right?
No, they're probably going to be having a part to Khalifa.
all the gang from BLM that got away with it the first time, right? And you know, the squad and everything, they'll hold a big weenie roast right there at the park across across the White House, Lafayette Square there, and you know, they'll just have a little hot dog eating contest or whatever, and you know, just make a celebration out of it, right?
It's a grand time, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, because the thing is, you know, on top of that, because you know what the Democrats will be able to do. See, they'll go out and they'll be able to get some sort of chit and make we the people, you know, the taxpayers, pay for their hot dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because God forbid they would do it themselves. We've got to go to break. More from Al Parada after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. We're talking with the managing editor of the Stream, stream.org, the one and only Al Parada. Al, in this morning's brew, we're talking Wonder Woman leads the push to, well, first of all, it's Election Day, right?
Yeah.
So people might be surprised at today's Election Day. They would only hope that it was the Election Day that would change what's happening in the Oval Office, because I don't know how much more we can handle of Joe Biden and all his incompetency and the pain that he's causing all of us here across the country with Bidenomics and his poor policies and doing everything he can to maybe get us involved in World War III.
What a legacy that would be. As long as the nuclear bombs don't mess with this Corvette, I guess we're cool.
Well, exactly. You know? Well, Jimmy Carter's excited about Joe Biden because now Joe Biden is going to replace Jimmy Carter as the worst president.
Yeah. Well, compared to Biden, Carter should be on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
I mean, he might not have been a great president, but there was never any doubt that he was trying his best and was engaged and cared about his country and served his country, mm-hmm. and was trying to bring peace to places.
Right, exactly.
Well, you can't take that away from me, you know. Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden is on the hand of Barack Obama as a puppet. We know that. And people are beginning to realize slowly but surely when Barack Obama announced the fundamental transformation of America, it was to look nothing like the America that you and I grew up in. It was going to be a globalist mindset. It was going to be one that, was a country of apology. We were going to have to go and apologize for our greatness, and it was going to be a situation where the American people were going to be indentured servitude to the global entity, right? Because we are undeserving.
Yeah, and people should have wondered, well, you don't fundamentally transform something that you think is pretty darn good. You may shine it along the edges a little bit, but you don't fundamentally change it. That should have been a clue. But Obama, like you said, Biden, Obama is the puppeteer. Yeah. Is the puppeteer pulling his hand away? Is it any accident that his guy, David Axelrod, is saying, maybe Joe should get out. Get out of the way.
Right.
Is Obama about to cut him loose? like a mafia don saying, okay, let's take him out on the boat, you know.
Maybe Obama will be exposed for what he really is. And, because nobody has all the goods, Al, after everything is all said and done. You know, Obama's ego has brought him to this point. And when that happens with humanity, we find in history that it eventually runs out of gas. And I'm beginning to see more and more. Yeah, you've got Biden running out of gas, but you've also got the puppet handler running out of gas. I mean, this whole situation, they're biding time and hoping to God that, Congress does not, go through, that if there's any way they can delay an impeachment and Congress can delay this until, the next Congress comes in to where they can put a stop to all these inquiries and get back to business as usual for the Democratic Party. They can only hope so, because Joe Biden, I don't know how he gets away with this unless the clock runs out.
Yeah. Unless the calculation is made, it's time to get rid of him.
Yeah. But if he goes, how many other dominoes fall? Because, yeah, it's a Biden brand, Biden family, but he did this under Barack Obama. See, and this is what blows me away. Nobody is talking about, wait a minute, Barack Obama was the president of the United States. He's got Joe, who's dirty up the yin-yang with his family and the Biden brand and all the corruption. You got Hillary Clinton and all her shenanigans, also doing the same thing as Joe Biden is, and somehow that's kind of left a little bit in the distance. John Kerry doing the same thing. How many others within the administration said, hey, it's a free-for-all? You know, we can sell our offices here. And on top of that, we got to pay the big, so what? We give the bigger guy a little taste. We give him, we let him wet his beak a little bit. And Barack Obama walks out of the White House a multi-gazillionaire from all these side hustles that he's got working on because he's had his apparatchik and, his squad, selling out their offices to foreign countries.
Exactly. And that's why pushing him out. If he's pushed out for whatever reason, because of physical stuff or you got to get out of the race now, that, like you say, that would stop investigations into the big questions, which to me is always, why are people protecting Joe Biden, of all people?
Mm-hmm.
You don't, but the extent to which DOJ and FBI went to protect Joe Biden, you tell me you have FBI officials on Hunter's laptop with hookers. Yeah. Why are they going so far to protect Joe Biden? And why are they so far to impeach Trump over asking about Ukraine to protect Hunter Biden and Joe Biden?
They can't let it go any further.
It's to protect whoever's high.
Exactly. Above him.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's who they're protecting.
Yeah. You don't have the muscle. You don't have the muscle around the opening act. At a concert, your muscle is around the star act.
Exactly.
And they put the muscle around a supporting act. You know it's going to protect the opening act. Maybe a weird analogy, but...
I understand what you're talking about. I think most people do, but it just takes a little bit of thinking here. You don't have to bruise your brain over it, and this is all a charade. And we talk about the deep state, which Jerry Nadler said doesn't exist. And now I think it's accepted that there is the deep state. And I used to say it was the fourth branch of government until John Mills schooled me and said, oh, no, Bill, there's three subsidiaries in the deep state. Because if that being the case, we have six branches of government because we have the administrative state of the deep state. Which we know about with those bureaucrats. We've got the intelligence community, which is all wrapped up with the judiciary and the FBI and the CIA, the intelligence community. And then the third thing that gets addressed very little is the NGOs. And the NGOs are the ones that are, they're setting up the program south of the border on our money. On our money, Al. These NGOs are doing this to us, we the people. This is all part of the deep state activity. And they are,
And they're all connected with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum because of their agenda and what they're doing. It's not the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. You got to wake up and smell the coffee. The Constitution's in the rearview mirror. They ripped that up a long time ago. No, it's about this one world government and what Klaus Schwab's and the World Economic Forum believe that's going to happen. And that is by, hey, we're only, you know, the countdown's here. What are we, about 7 years away where we will own nothing and we'll like it, is what he said.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And that's what makes this next, today's election a big deal, too. I mean, but next election is a huge deal.
We'll talk about today's election. Just hit the high points real quick. We got about 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the big one, obviously. Well, let's put it this way: school, things like school boards. This is things like there are towns that are conservative that have school boards that are woke, and if people, conservative folks and church folks and people who understand what's going on, get out and vote. We got the numbers. We can take their school boards back.
Right.
That's ground level. That's done with the kids. That's how you raise. That's how you go. That's one way you avoid having kids grow up like the man, Nashville girl. You know, who shot up the school. Have to control the school board and what's being taught. That's the Ohio. They're voting on that issue one, where it basically abortion on demand. It can't interfere with anything to do with reproductive or sexual, you know, activity. Which is just a wide open. It's not only just abortion, but it opens up for sex trafficking, sex trade, the whole nine yards. That's a big one, and that's life. That's life or death over there. And you got in Virginia, big deal. You've got the House in play and what do I call it, the Assembly, I guess, in Virginia, Virginia,
right.
In play, the Senate side. Both are very close, and if people get out in Virginia, you can turn it could all be turned red. You have the governor, House, and the Senate in Virginia. You're turning that state back purple. It can be done. Both have to, have to get out and do it.
Yeah. Well, one other thing, too, you reported in The Brew is you got Wonder Woman, the former IDF soldier, Gal Gadot, planning the Hollywood screening of the October 7 footage. Are you ready for that? I mean, you're just going to go ahead. I mean, they've been screening this, you know, to media and some very select parties. But to do this in Hollywood, wow. This is going to be powerful, because people who've seen this, Al, I saw footage of the people in the Knesset in Israel when they showed it to the officials there. They were getting sick and leaving there. They couldn't handle it. It's that bad and horrific.
And that's why that won't be protested. But it's really brave of her to step out. It really, really brave of her to step out and push that screening in L.A.
And yeah, because
into the room for influencers and Hollywood influencers, and
you got to quit lying. You got to quit lying about this stuff. You got to quit, carrying water for hatred. I mean, here's the truth. This is what happens. And, of course, we're seeing footage now where Hamas is using civilians. I mean, there's 161 rules of war. They're violating at least a handful already by using civilians. They go into a school and they find, what do they find? They find rocket launchers in the classroom.
There.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
There he is, Al Parada. Thank you.
The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.